Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, this is part two of our chat with the old gays. If you haven't heard part one yet, stop right now. Whoa, that was out of tune. Stop what you're doing and go to the feed and listen to part one first. I know you're called the old gays, but I listen to you and I'm like, what? They don't sound old. They sound like me talking to my friends.
Oh, and we are.
That's because, you know, after we're off camera, we're all getting on our canes and, you know, paddle off to the kitchen. or for our next blood infusion.
Okay.
and the oh, excuse me, I'm late for one now.
Yeah. Our biggest interference with scheduling is our doctor's appointments.
What do young gay people need to know about getting older as a gay person?
Enjoy it and live and stop fearing it. We are such ageists, especially in this country. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care somebody's age, whether in love or friendship. Just be and think that we are one. Mm-hmm. We are one. Mm-hmm. And I might be old in numbers, but baby, inside, just live for the now. Don't think of the future.
Go ahead, Bob.
Being older, it's not that much difference from being younger if you allow yourself to be yourself and enjoy life. That's kind of a philosophy that I've carried with me throughout my life. Mm. And if I encounter anyone that is negative, I'll be polite, but I'll think, well, that's your problem, and I'll move on.
And it's such an interesting thing to look at, like, the different generations of LGBTness, you know, gayness or queerness or whatever you want to call it, that the amount of rights and liberations that have come over the past 40 years, it's really fascinating. And I wonder what you think. So, for example, me and my husband, we're married. You know, that wasn't afforded to you at my age. And we're going to have a kid with surrogacy. And that wasn't a thing that was available to you guys. And how do you feel about that stuff now?
Oh, it's wonderful to think that, you know, I, in my lifetime, that these kinds of choices that a younger generation have, I never thought possible. So, you know, and, you know, it's building, you know, you're standing on our shoulders and, you know, but I think you understand that, you know, that the child that you're going to have is going to stand on your shoulders. Mm. And so the movement just continues to grow and upon itself. And I think we're nearing that point. There's an inflection point that we're nearing in which I think all of this is going to take off.
Mm.
And we are standing on the shoulders of those before us whose stories.
That's
I heard,
right.
I had my gay parents who told me these horrific stories, you know, and so it's just a family pass down and to make sure that everybody remembers where we came from.
Yeah. I mean, the legacy, I think, of our generation was that of liberation.
Yes.
I think that what youth are beginning to learn, young LGBTQ+ people, is that through the increased visibility, they have power. They mm-hmm. have power yes. to influence society. And when I look, and I know we as a group look at videos that we're being asked to react to, we are aware of the impact that we can have on the way society thinks.
Talking about standing on the shoulders of people before, and you were all very kind and brave enough to share things that you guys went through that my generation were lucky enough not to have to. You know, like you were talking, I remember, Bill, you speaking about, you know, how your dad tried to sort of prove you were gay, or Jesse, your dad really didn't like, he threatened to kill you, right, when you told him?
I didn't tell him. He kind of found out.
And how did he find out?
I think with Bill,
I wrote a love letter, and this person's mom found it and talked to my dad. Of course, I denied it, and I'm glad I did, because I probably would be dead. I've hated him for years, and I had to get over that, because hate is a killer. He's dead. Get over it and move on. That's what he knew. And I'm just thankful that I was able to move past it and butch it up a little bit. You know,
I can on occasion.
I'm lucky.
I think with Bill's case, you know, when Bill talked about it, I was most alarmed with that, because I think if Bill had admitted to his father that he was gay, his father would have thrown him out.
Mm.
And
I think that you know, I think Bill chose to come out on his own terms. Mm. And that's very liberating. That's very liberating, rather than have somebody out you, particularly a parent with the intent of throwing you away.
Mm.
When I did come out, I mean, coming out means opening up your family. I never did that. Mm-hmm. I just discreetly drove down to Laguna Beach one day, plunked myself on the beach, and the rest is history. And while I was afraid of what was going on, because, I mean, the city fathers of Laguna Beach did not want people to come into town and see just this whole row of gay people. So they sent photographers from the paper down to try to scare us and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And then they tried to put volleyball nets up in the gay area, which the gays completely gold leafed and put ferns on top, and we had volleyball teams. But out of all of this, I was afraid of what was happening, but I was excited at the same time. This was a whole new world that I didn't know anything about. And as cautious as I was excited.
I bet. There's nothing quite like a clandestine thrill that shouldn't be clandestine. It's you can love whoever you like, but there is a thrill, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is now. I'm sure it is, you know. And when you met your partner.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a drunken haze, but yeah, pretty thrilling.
In a drunken haze.
Their period.
I didn't believe in love at first sight until I saw him.
Hello.
Go on, Jesse. Do you?
Yeah, the same thing. I tell you, my college roommate and I went to the Parliament House in Orlando.
Yeah.
They were sitting and talking, and I says, two men can't live with each other. I says, it's impossible. I says, sex is sex, da 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 da. And I hear this deep voice behind me, baby, and look up to this 6'4" handsome man who goes, would you like to dance? I couldn't even speak. I just went. And I discovered it melted me. I love so much. I really do.
That's lovely.
When I have been in love, it comes at the most unexpected time, which is the most fun and excitement about the whole thing. Here you are sitting around, and all of a sudden it hits you in the face, and boom, you're in another world.
Yes. It's a very physical feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, with me, when I met my ex, he came into the store I was working in, and I he took me out for coffee on a coffee break that lasted 45 minutes. And I came back to the store, and my boss, or a wonderful woman, a lesbian, and she said she fired me.
Oh.
And then she rehired me on the spot for more money. And then she said about the guy I was, his name is Joel, if I were you, I'd hold on to that one.
Because you can see it as well. You can see it when two people have a connection, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's so yummy.
I always remember my husband said to me, so we met one night in a club. And then he ended up coming back to my house the first night we met because I'm a gentleman. And anyway, the next morning he said, this is when I knew I loved him, because he said he was talking about his mother or something and how she was decorating her house. And he said, oh, the poor mothers of gay sons, because we always get so involved in how they're decorating their house, how they're doing the curtains.
That's what we're supposed to do. There is a gay gene for that, you know.
What is that?
I think there is a genetic structure for gays from birth that gives them a greater sensitivity to the world about us.
Mm-hmm. You mean we're more aware?
I think, yeah, we're more aware, in tune, and we just seem to have an innate ability to make things pretty.
I feel for me personally, that's because I have always had a lot of feminine in me. I think the most beautiful thing about being gay for myself is being at once masculine and feminine and all of those things in between. And I think that's the beauty.
Thank you. And I hate that question. I want a masculine. I go, what is masculine? I said, most of the guys are masculine, just like get on their backs first thing. Oh, my brother's hit it here. Stop that, Chris. I said masculine.
But do you think do you feel that you've seen, you're able to talk about that stuff more now? I feel like I couldn't even have had that conversation 15 years ago.
I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't. I say I'm a man. I've got all realms. I can be strong and I can be vulnerable.
Exactly.
No, there's no role playing. It's just the moment that you're in.
And in the past, like in the 60s and that kind of stuff, I'm just showing you how things have changed. You know, men were always showing their genitals, you know, inside their jeans and that kind of stuff. And it was whispered, oh, you know, he's a bottom, right?
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of whispered kind of a thing.
And you know, it's a toy.
I wanted to change the subject slightly and ask you a question. Something that we talk about a bit on the podcast is talking about much older life for LGBTQ plus people and the ideas of like, if you have to go into a care home or something like that, and how they're not really catered for. And there can actually be quite a bit of homophobia within, and people have to go back into the closet in order to go into care homes. And I wondered if, I don't know what it's like in the US, but if you'd ever talked about that kind of thing, and because the first one has been opened here in the UK.
You know, with from my own experience, having been in a nursing home for my recovery, I think it depends on the location.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be openly gay about yourself in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if one can do the same thing in Palm Beach, mm-hmm. or if one can do the same in anywhere in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it depends on where you are. I think you can be openly who you are in San Francisco, Los Angeles. It really does depend on the location.
Mm.
It's also because the staff itself is open. They're open about their own life.
And we do have one place here that is totally gay. It's a transition place. I think it's called Stonewall.
Yes, it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I have a friend who owns tons of nursing homes. And I told her, I says, we need you. So she's thinking about buying a home here and doing that. And she wants me to run it, but I said, no, I'm one of them.
I want to relax.
I will slap these old gays in the back
Bill, we are a little more progressive because we are in Palm Springs, where you walk into the supermarket, it's 50% men. I mean, they say the Palm Springs is 40% gay. And, you know, you walk into stores and half the people are gay there. So we're kind of in a different kind of bubble here.
Yes.
See, I go to shop. I don't know who's gay and who's not in the store.
Doesn't matter.
I suppose it's all linked to the same thing, is about, for me, the queer people in general, LGBTQ plus people, we need to move on from showing them just at a certain period in their life, which is fabulous, 25 with their top off. And we need to be thinking about people as they're moving into things like nursing homes. You know, we need to be thinking about them at that point. And with all the joy and love that you four have brought, I mean, God, what massive strides we've made.
Well, yeah, you know, I think, Ben, I think this goes back to the differences in the generation. I think as, say, your generation grows older, there's going to be more of a demand that these things change. It's mm-hmm. part of it is societal. And it also has to do with the larger population, the so-called straight world, that I think that is also changing, because I think in the younger generation, they don't think this way.
Mm-hmm.
They don't try and deal with the identities, because I think at a very early age now, they know who they are inside. And so they're just growing and they're looking out to develop the new things in life based mm-hmm. on who they are. You know, when I started out, I had a real question of my identity. It wasn't really until I was like 22, 23 or 24 that I knew, you know, that I could accept that I was a gay man.
Yes.
And what's amazing to me, the thing I'm most proud of when I see the Palm Springs Gay Pride Parade, is all of the students from high schools all over the valley. They all have a gay straight alliance, and there's straight and gay people in that. And these are young kids, and I just applaud like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about allyship. That's how you it reaches the masses, right?
Oh, if we could have had that, it would have saved a lot of lives if we had it back in the day.
Mm, absolutely. So what's next for these four international superstars?
It's so strange to hear that.
Yeah, you know, it's like I still don't really understand that. I don't see myself as that, you know.
Yeah, I don't perceive myself like that either. When you said that, I thought, oh, wow, international?
But what's next? I don't think we really clearly know. We're mm-hmm. pretty much going with the flow.
Love it.
Again, kind of letting Ryan guide us
mm-hmm.
on a path to who knows where.
I think we can say this in America, in terms of the way, I don't know how businesses are organized in the UK, but we have formed a general partnership.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to get our own tax number, and because we're going to have to start paying tax on income that we are deriving from this project. It's just growing. I think we can also say that, you know, some projects are being proposed to us, and we'll see, you know, which ones work out, you know, to a format that's longer than the 6 or 7 minutes that we post on YouTube.
Well, I just cannot wait to see what you do next. And I wanted to ask you all a question that we often ask people on this podcast. I'll start with you, Bill. What would you say if you could have a conversation or give one piece of advice to your younger self?
Be honest with yourself.
And Mick, what about you?
What would I say to my younger self?
Yeah.
Have no fear and reach for the stars.
Oh, wonderful. And Robert, what about you?
I have always believed in long-term plans, so I would say stick to your long-term plan and don't sweat the small stuff.
Love it. Jesse?
Don't tell your parents yet.
Yeah. Honestly, we laughed, we cried. What a wonderful bunch of gentlemen. They just warm the soul. So go and follow them, if you don't, on TikTok. Go and follow them on Instagram. Go and watch their videos on YouTube. That is a brilliant introduction to make you howl with laughter at all their funny things they do. They're such a lovely bunch. I kind of want to just go move to Palm Springs and hang out with them. This has been a beautiful episode of Homo Sapiens. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. It has properly invigorated my very soul. So let us know what you thought about it. It's hello@homosapienspodcast.com. It's at Homo Sapiens on Instagram, and it's at Homo Sapiens Podcast on Facebook. Thank you so much. Do you know what I'm looking out my window at? A delivery person is arriving at my house. He's walking towards the door. Okay, I better go answer the door. Listeners, loads of love to you. See you next week. Bye now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Powered by Spirit Studios.